Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defond LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 190 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, how are you this evening?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Mike?
Good, thanks.
A little under the weather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is this due to having two children?
Yeah, I think it's part of that. I think that might have something to do with it. Maybe the change in the seasons. You know how people always say that's something that happens.
I don't know if that's confirmed.
No, I don't know either. I think it's more likely two little germ carriers are starting to take their effects on me. So if I have a random fit of coughing in the middle of the episode, that's why.
Well, that's why we do have that coughing button.
Yeah, mine broke.
Oh, the coughing button. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We gotta get the guys in the studio fixing that, yeah?
Well, you can't mute the Skype call because we're recording it on Audacity.
Yes, but you can mute Skype.
Mute the microphone on.
Correct.
Yeah, on Audacity. Yeah, I guess that's true.
On Audacity. That's what I do at times.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, we can't all be you. Put it that way.
It's hard to be me, Billy. It's hard to be me.
It is. You could take that one of two ways. Hard to live up to you or hard to actually be you.
No, it's hard to live up to me.
I see.
High standards.
Very high standards. So what's new in Florida?
Not much.
No.
Nah, the old people are starting to come down.
Slowly and surely?
Yeah.
The roads are a more dangerous place now.
There was like a 75 was like closed today. Kristen said there was a terrible accident this morning and this afternoon on the way home.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
It seems early, but I guess if you got nothing holding you back to the north, you might as well get the heck out of there as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, you're seeing like a lot of the real terrible states, like the Minnesotas.
Michigan, I assume.
Yep.
Up Wisconsin, those areas. Yeah, yes. That's true. New England probably holds on till after Thanksgiving for the most part.
Well, a lot of them do come down right about now, and then they'll head back for Thanksgiving and do Christmas and then come back first of the year.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you're not going to go all the way and live there year-round, I would think you would stay the holidays at home, but I don't know. What do you consider home at that point if you're half and half?
We'll just have the family come down and spend Christmas here. This is a great place to spend Christmas.
Oh, but you need the cold. Doesn't feel like Christmas without cold,
yeah,
Billy.
No, I know. You gotta have the snow and all that crap. I know.
It's been 65 degrees on Christmas the last 3 years. I don't think you get the snow up here.
No, I think I've only seen snow two or three times when I lived in New England, honestly.
Yeah, we've had this discussion before. Although it always seemed, anytime we went to Connecticut for Christmas Eve, it always seemed like crappy weather, didn't it?
Yeah.
I remember slip-sliding up that driveway a few times.
That driveway sucked, didn't it?
That could have been the 93 beers we drank in the
garage. And it was never good. It wasn't as bad coming, but going, it always seemed to be more treacherous. Did you notice that?
Yeah, again, that could have been the 93 yes. beers we were drinking in the garage.
Exactly.
Although it was downhill on the way out, too.
Yeah, it was.
So that was never good. That was always fun. So the NBA season is underway, Bill. Not a good start for the Celtics, though, huh?
No.
All the talk in the league on Hayward's broken leg. That was pretty bad. Not a fan of seeing that.
It looked like an elastic band. I got almost nauseous watching that.
Yeah, that's not good. You know it's bad when the whole Cleveland bench
is covering their face.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to see that. I can't think of anything that compares to it.
Yeah, the kid from Louisville was pretty bad.
Oh, I mean, injury-wise, yes. I meant, like, a big star free agent coming in his first quarter. Or, like, it'd be like when they signed Pedro if his arm fell off in the first inning that he pitched for the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it was less than 6 minutes into the first quarter he bust his leg.
Right, people are like, oh, well, Brady got hurt in the first quarter of the first game, but he had been there for 8 years already.
Right.
When he tore his ACL. So I can't think of another scenario where a star is on a new team and that just happens immediately. It's kind of messed up. I mean, hopefully everything, hopefully he can come back and play. Who knows? People are saying it could be career ending. I obviously hope it's not, but it's a long road for sure.
Yeah, we might, one of these episodes, we might have to have the good doctor on to kind of describe what that injury was all about and what his rehabilitation timetable is going to be.
Oh, maybe.
She can put together all of her notes and come on.
All right, that'll be a good assignment. How the Timber Pups looking early on?
They played well. I mean, they lost but to San Antonio, but they were at San Antonio. They had to lead in the fourth quarter. I think they're going to be all right. I think they're going to be a 5 or 6 seed this year.
That's tough. The West is tough. So if they're 5 or 6, that means they got to win like 48, 50 games, right?
Yeah, I think ESPN had them like 50-32, which is a huge improvement. They got 3 good players.
Yeah, no, they're definitely good. I look forward to... I might actually watch some NBA playoffs this year.
That a boy.
Some good young talent in the league. Some things moving around.
You know, Paul Pierce, I was watching Paul Pierce on First Take today, and he has Oklahoma City winning it all. He thinks they're better than Golden State.
Because of Carmelo?
Everybody that they have.
Yeah. I mean, the addition of Carmelo.
Yes, right. Yeah. He thinks so.
I don't know. I think he's just trying to make a name for himself. New media guy.
We've got it. Yeah, but you can't be wrong too often.
That's true.
Unlike us.
We can be wrong all the time.
It's our show.
We're not getting paid $400,000 to talk either. Slightly less than that.
A lot of NBA talk recently on our shows, huh?
No, it's coming up. You know, I mean, you don't expect a freak injury like that. I mean, that was like the water cooler talk around the country the next day, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was talking about that. Big event.
Yeah, you ruined my Christmas again. As I get in the studio, I got the game tape, and I'm just about ready to get it going. I get a message from you. I said, well, it's not like they're down 10. He wouldn't be messaging me about the Celtics being down 10 in the second quarter.
Well, that was more of a warning, though.
Yes.
I was trying to, like, save your eyes, and then you still watched it. Told you, he broke his leg. It was gruesome. And then you didn't turn away in time because it was less than 6 minutes into the game, like you said. Yeah, that's not good. I don't know. I have nothing else to add here. I don't have a beer this week because I'm under the weather.
You should drink whatever the people say you're supposed to drink in order to get rid of colds. What do they say? Whiskey or bourbon? Bourbon, right?
Oh, is that what they say?
I don't know. I think they do because then you sweat it out.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I'm not that bad where I need to start drinking hard liquor to get over it.
Do you feel like congested mud?
No, I feel okay. My head's clear. I'm not like drippy nose or anything. Just like a little congestion. But Yergina's got it. She had to go to the doctor today. She's got, like, fluid in her lungs. She's on antibiotics now. So.
God, those kids, when they get it bad, don't they? They have ear infections. They're always messed up.
Yeah, she's had a cough for a while, and we took her to the doctor a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week, and she ended up, the doctor said that she was okay. She sounded like her lungs sounded clear just to keep an eye on it, and then she hasn't been getting better. This morning she woke up all upset. She said she was hurting, so it took her to the doctor. She had medicine. She had issues with the medicine, so it was a big ordeal today. But now she's running around like a nut right before bed, so...
Of course.
They get affected a little. You could tell because they're more snuggly, a little more lethargic, but they still run around like nuts. Doesn't, like, stop...
Whether or not they feel well or not.
Yeah, not like me. When I'm sick, I'm, like, under the blankets whining the whole day. I don't feel good.
You go up to Cranston to sit on your mom's lap.
Yeah, por favor, Sue, I need some soup.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
Do you drink tea, too, when you're sick, or you're not a tea person?
I actually do. If my throat doesn't feel good, I'll get a nice hot tea at Dunkin' Donuts in the morning instead of my iced coffee.
Cream and sugar, or just straight?
Just sugar.
Oh, just sugar.
And lemon, sugar and lemon.
Wow.
In the tea. I haven't had to resort to that yet. I'm hoping I kick this thing fully in the next 10 days before I head on an airplane. You don't want to be sick on an airplane. That's never fun. Or in Disney.
I don't think I've... Oh, I have been sick at Disney.
Nah, all right, I don't know. Anything else you want to add here, or you just want to get right into it?
All right, let's go to break. All right,
take us to break.
Back from break. This is episode 190 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de this podcast. I'm joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, who's a bit under the weather, but he's ready to roll up his sleeves and get to it, right, Mr. Klinsman?
Yes, this too shall pass. We'll be okay. We're going to keep going. We haven't missed a week yet. I'm not going to stop us here.
That's exactly
That's
right,
That's why
sir.
We get paid That's the exactly big bucks. Right. We're like the Cal the Ripken Jr. of podcasting. Yes.
We're not the biggest stars, but we just keep plugging away. Hit a foul ball here.
Yeah,
base on balls here. Advanced a runner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you got a guy on third, less than two outs. We're gonna take it to opposite field for a little pop-up, get that sack fly. We're not worried about the double. We don't need the fanciness. We just want to get that run across the plate. Anyway, this week, Billy, we have a lot to get into. But before we get into the meat of the episode, I wanted to say that our good friend, Por Favor Ken from New York, actually was down at Epcot for the 35th. And being a weasel listening to the Por Favor podcast, he scarfed up like six or seven of those I Was There buttons. And he sent us a few extra buttons. And he said, do with them what you will.
We're going to... Let's sell them.
I figure we could...
Let's sell them.
We're going to sell them. Yeah, so send us an email. What would you pay for one? And we'll ship it out. No, we want to give. We have three to give away. So three of the buttons. And I figured instead of just, email me with your name and we'll pick it out of a hat. We're going to make you work a little bit for it. So if you want one of these buttons, you have to email us at info@porfavorpodcast.com. info@porfavorpodcast.com. And you have to tell us where your favorite mudroom at Walt Disney World is and why.
Let's take a step back. Is this the park or is this the entire area? Is this... resorts, lobbies.
You have to be on property. I mean, if it was you, I know you might be saying, "Oh, I like the one near the wave at the Contemporary," and that's fine. If you have one at the Yacht Club that you like in the lobby there, beautiful. If it's one at Epcot in the Mexico Pavilion, great. But you got to let us know, and we'll take all the entries and we'll pick three.
Well,
winners
we'll take one.
So email us.
Let's give one away each week for the next couple few weeks. Yeah.
Oh, you
Let's
want to
not give them
way?
All away at once.
Okay, so we'll do. So we'll come Correct. Up with a different contest next week. We probably should have discussed this before getting on the air, but that's fine. I like it. So we'll give away one this week, and then in the subsequent weeks we'll do the same. So we'll come up with another task.
Because what's going to happen is we're going to get two emails, and we're not going to be able to give away three buttons.
That's a good point. Oh, yeah, that's true. We could just pocket it. That's okay. So, yeah, email info@porfavorpodcast.com. Tell us about your favorite bathroom at Disney and why, and we will pick one of you to get a button, and then we'll contact you, guess, for your address, all that stuff.
And if you have any acoustics that you want us to play on the air, by all means, you can just email us that MP3, and we'll put that on our podcast.
Oh, so like live recordings from the mudroom itself? That
Correct.
Might push you to the front of the line.
We can't make any promises.
No,
but if you're outside a 1900 Park Fair and we have a live review, it might very well push you over the edge to get that
button. Yeah.
Coveted
now it would be kind of messed up if someone had that file sitting there from like 2013. Like, oh, I do have a file of myself.
Actually,
in
I do
the
have one of those.
Yeah. I didn't think it would come in handy, but now look at this. I might win a button. We're very dumb, aren't we, sir?
Yeah.
All right. So now that's out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Our contest. You want to talk about what we're going to be discussing this week? All right. Why don't you into it here?
An announcement came out, what?
It was about a week ago now, like the end of last...
It was
like,
about a week
around
ago.
Around October 12th, 13th, something like that?
Yeah, it was right before the 15th, obviously, that beginning on October 15th at select Walt Disney World resorts, they were going to be dog-friendly or become dog-friendly.
Yeah, I was surprised... by the announcement itself, but I was also surprised by how quick. So they made the announcement, and then basically that weekend,
when they said this, yeah,
bring your dog
this weekend, it was going to be.
It was four of the resorts. So Art of Animation, Riverside, is that right?
Port Orleans, Riverside.
Riverside, Yacht Club,
and the Campground
Villas.
Cabanas.
Yeah.
Or the cabins, rather, at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort.
So Fort Wilderness was already dog-friendly if you had your own camper or whatever. You could bring your dog with you, correct?
I believe so, yes, sir.
But now the cabins, you can have the dog in the cabin. And it's, what, $50 a night at the three non-deluxe, and it's $75 a night
at Yacht Club
for the
That is correct.
For the fee, which is outrageous to me. That was the first thing that I was like, if you're staying for a week, you're going to spend an extra $350 to bring your dog to keep them holed up in a little hotel room. seems like a lot. I don't know if they're doing it to discourage it a little bit, but I don't know. There's a couple things I have to say about that. But what do you think about the charge? Do you think it's too high, right on, or what?
I don't know. What you get, you're getting a few things actually too. When I used to bring Fenway on road trips, I used to have to pay about, I'd like to say, $15 to $25 per night.
Oh, that much, okay.
It was that much at, there's a few dog-friendly hotels, and I used to always seek them out, like when I moved down here, when I had to go up to Rhode Island with him a couple times.
Right, you knew which chains were dog-friendly, mm-hmm. so you'd go to those particular places.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do think that's on the high end.
But there are things, like, don't you get, there's like a little dog bowl in the room and things like that. Don't they give treats
or
something?
Yeah, so it says at check-in, Pluto's welcome kit includes mat, bowls, pet ID tag, courtesy plastic disposable bags, puppy pads, and dog walking maps. They also have a do not disturb sign to let mousekeeping know that your dog is present, because they will not come into the room if your dog is in the room, or if he's in the room without you. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So they'll come in and take care of the room if you're with your dog, but obviously they're not going to come into a room that just has an unattended canine.
Right. I mean, that makes perfect sense. But the problem with that is that if you don't time it right, you're paying an extra $50 and you're not getting your room cleaned for the week by mousekeeping. You know, if you go to the parks for 4 or 5 hours at a time, go back, check on the pooch, and then go back to the parks again, mousekeeping probably not going to work around that schedule unless you call specifically and say, hey, come do it now. So that's a little interesting, but I mean, I guess that's neither here nor there.
Here's what I think, though. These rooms are all designated in certain areas. So when you're paying that extra fee, you're probably, I don't know how many rooms an average person cleans, but let's say it's 15 to 20.
Yeah.
And that might be on the high side. I don't know. Maybe in this situation, they're only cleaning 7. Right. Because they're really going through it. So you might have a more number of mousekeepers to attend to your area.
Well, that could be.
Is what my thought is.
Yeah. And then maybe they'll have an eye out when that sign's down. Say, all right, now's my chance. Get in there. That's true. I guess one of the things that makes me a little wary is that they're charging you this good amount of money to keep the dog. So now people, like irresponsible people, not everybody, not most pet owners, but there's some that are irresponsible. They're going to say, hey, I'm paying all this money. I don't really care if the dog tears the room apart. I don't care if the dog, you know, goes to the bathroom on the carpet. I paid all this money. They'll clean it up for me. That's one of the things I wonder about. Like, if they had a small charge and then you could get whacked at the end if they make a mess in the room, I think it would deter more people from not caring about it. You know what I mean?
No, I'd have to debunk that, because a dog typically isn't going to go in a room.
Yeah, but if they leave them there for 12 hours while they're at the parks.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, they won't care.
Oh, because I'm like, yeah, Fenway on Command wouldn't go even in a hotel room.
Right.
And even if I left them there for 12 hours, chances are he still would hold it.
Right, but some dogs have a breaking point, whatever that time limit is. You know, I don't blame the dog, I blame the owners, and there's crappy owners everywhere. And
yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm just looking at my situation, and I would never leave him for that long.
Right, I mean,
and I think people who are bringing their dogs with them are typically good dog owners and not crappy dog owners.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people that bring their dogs into the park under the fake service thing. I think those are pretty crappy dog owners, bringing those dogs that shouldn't be in those kind of crowds into the parks with all those noises and all that extra sensory stuff. And I'm afraid it's going to encourage those type of people bringing their dogs down. But I guess they've already been doing that, so I don't know.
I also don't think crappy dog owners pay $50 a night.
No, I guess not. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you put it that way, you can't even make any arguments on it, because the only arguments against it is going to be the people that are irresponsible, because it's not the dog. I mean, I don't dislike dogs. I don't care if there's dogs at the resort. I'm not one of those people that's going to say, well, what about people that are allergic? Well, you can pick a different resort. That's not a problem. If you're that allergic to it, you could pick a different resort where there are no dogs allowed. Although, if you do have a legit service dog, you could stay at any resort with your service dog. So, I guess that wasn't really an issue at that point, right? For those people, so I don't really know. I'm not a huge fan of it. I think it just creates more potential issues for people. I don't think there's going to be dogs biting guests, like, out for a walk and the dogs are going to attack guests. Like, I don't see that happening. If you don't want to see the dogs, even if you're at one of those resorts, you can avoid them. If someone's walking their dog, you can just cross to the other side of the walk if you really don't like dogs. I don't think there's going to be, like, dog poop all over the place. I don't think there's going to be a lot of people taking advantage of it, to be honest.
Well, what I've seen is an outrage from a few, but they probably have dogs that live on both sides of their houses.
Right.
And they're probably walking their kids while the dogs are out being walked. But for some reason, they're outraged over this policy. And it's not a lot. I'd say it's less than 50%, but there's some outrage to something that hasn't even really happened yet.
I mean, I can understand. I see both sides of it because sorry. I'm not a I can't even talk. I'm not a big fan of the policy, but I'm not like totally against it. I guess if you had asked me just out of the blue, if you said, "Oh, do you think dogs should be allowed at Disney hotels?" I would have just said no. That would have been my initial answer. Just because more that it doesn't affect me and that it just doesn't make sense in my head. Like, why would you bring your dog on vacation? But I don't think a lot of people are doing that. I think you mentioned it and a couple other people mentioned it. It's more probably for locals that want to stay for a night or two and they just want to bring the dog in the car, drive up 4 or 5 hours, whatever it is, not have to worry about getting someone to wash the dog. They can pay the extra $100 for a couple nights and be able to keep right. their dog with them.
This is 100% for locals.
Right. I mean, it's not exclusive to locals.
I wouldn't even say that
this is
90% locals. This is a policy specifically designed for locals.
Right, but there's going to be those people that are like the complete, like the people that they're, go to the store, the supermarket with their dogs in their purse. There's going to be those people that are going to do it too.
Well, you're going to have some outliers, but let's face it. People are not going to fly their dogs down to Orlando.
To keep them in an 800-square-foot
like,
hotel.
I'm a dog junkie. Yeah. I would have never put Fenway in the belly of a jet and stress him out for 3 hours just to bring him down to Walt Disney World. I was an idiot, and I paid $500 for somebody to come to the house and take care of him and sleep over. So this is definitely for locals. Now, there might be people who are in Atlanta who are coming down for 3 or 4 days who are going to drive. But people who are from a radius where they have to get into an airplane are not going to fly their dog down here and then pay another $50 a day just to have them in a hotel.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000 that'll do that.
Just like Best Friend's Pet Hotel.
Right.
The kennel that's on property. Well, people aren't going to pay to fly their dog just to kennel their dog when they can kennel their dog
at home
in their own place wherever they
live.
Right,
exactly.
That's another place that's for locals.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I see problems that could arise, and I think that they're most likely not going to happen. Most of the problems that I foresee would be just the people taking advantage of it. Saying, oh, now there's a place for them, so now, you know, I'll bring the dog on vacation. I'll get one of those fake service vests, and then I'll bring them in the parks. I just hope it doesn't end up being more dogs in the parks that shouldn't be there, because that drives me nuts.
I agree with you.
That's my biggest concern, is that it's just going to encourage people to go on Amazon, get the fake serviced animal vests, and bring them into the parks with them now that they can stay at the hotel with them. So that would be my number one reason for it, and I don't know what Disney can do to stop it. It's already happening. I just hope it doesn't increase it, because that would be a bad thing. But for the amount of people like you that will take advantage of it, and I don't know if you will because of the cost, if it's worth it for you, but the amount of people that are local that might take advantage of it just so they can spend a weekend or a couple nights at Disney and keep the dog with them so they don't have to find a dog sitter or kennel their dog when they're 4 or 5 hours away, I think that's good for those people. But I mean, I know you like it. You're a dog person. You probably look at it from your perspective and say, "Great, if I want to go up for a night, we don't have to draw straws and see if you or Susie stays home with the pup." You know.
I mean, I would have totally utilized this a year ago.
Yeah,
100% unequivocally, I would have utilized mm-hmm. this. Because Fenway was easy, he was quiet, he didn't cause any trouble. And Susie and I are at the parks a maximum of like 4 hours at a time. So we could have taken him for a morning walk, went to the parks, got back around noon, taken him for another walk, taken a nap, go in the pool,
right.
go out to dinner. It would have totally, totally fit us as a family.
Yeah, and plus it would have given you an excuse to stay at Yacht Club.
Yeah, you know what, though? That extra $25 would have pushed me
over. No, I know. Because you're already spending an extra $200 on the room, then you got to spend uh-huh. an extra $25 on for the dog. But I guess Riverside's going to be your home resort now with this
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, probably. You know, and it's funny because I've always been looking. I've always thought, and I've never really mentioned it on a podcast, but I always thought that Disney, obviously Disney's listening to their customers, and there's a huge demand for this. And their competitor right up the street already has pet-friendly hotels.
Right, that's true.
So they're just listening to their customers. But I've always said I think Disney should put together like a value resort, and it's just for, you know, dog. It's just a dog-friendly hotel. And then you can put all those crazies into one area.
Yes. I mean, that would be the ideal situation because then you don't have to worry about it. I'm surprised, honestly, that they picked Art of Animation out of the values. I figured they would choose one that's less popular, maybe try to push some business to it, one of the All-Stars. That was a surprise to me.
You know what, though? I'm looking. Have you looked at the walking maps?
No, I have not.
Okay, because I've been looking at the walking maps. Because one of the things I noticed when I stayed at Riverside, I said that there's a lot of areas in Riverside where you could walk a dog.
Yeah.
And not be anywhere near people.
Okay, yeah. A lot of open spaces, wooded areas.
A lot of open spaces because Riverside, if you look at a map, you have like your parking lot, and then across from that area is woodsy areas. Okay. And I said, this is a perfect location. Now, when I look at Yacht Club, I don't see it because it's just...
Right on Crescent.
There's just people all over the place. Right. There's not much seclusion, I think, at Yacht Club.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer would have been. Maybe Wilderness Lodge would have been the better one to do.
That may have been a little better. Yeah, I'd be interested to see where they came up with these resorts because, you know, you might think, oh, maybe Pop would have been better, but Pop doesn't have areas. Pop's mainly cement.
Yeah, but Pop and Art of Animation are carbon copies of each other.
Yeah, but I think, doesn't Art of Animation on the other end of the parking lot have more woods?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I just would have thought, just for moving, like, if this is popular, then wouldn't you rather push people towards a hotel that's not as popular as Art of Animation? Or
yes.
as Riverside,
yeah,
I thought that matter?
I thought that was an interesting choice for a value.
Like if
yes,
if
I
you
would.
Told me that Disney was going to do this and they were going to pick a resort from each, from the values, the moderates, and the deluxe, I would have assumed they would have picked an all-star from the values just to push some business to that. I would have assumed they picked maybe Caribbean Beach because I think that's the least popular moderate. And then I would have assumed they picked
Wilderness
Lodge or Animal Kingdom Lodge for the deluxes because those usually seem like they have the most availability. But they didn't pick any of those, and I do wonder
right.
why. I the Riverside might be what you said, but the other ones don't really make sense to me. I don't know. I mean, it's fine, I guess. I don't have a huge issue with it. It came as a surprise, though. There was no rumor. I didn't see any rumors.
There was nothing. I just saw it one day. I was goofing around on Facebook. I said, what the hell is this?
Yeah. It was like almost after the hurricane or something, because when they had Irma, they let people bring the dogs, part of like an emergency evacuation kind of thing. So there were dogs everywhere, and they were like, oh, that was okay, so let's just do it now.
Again, I think this is just a pilot program, but they did say that it was going to go for a year, so this isn't like a 3 or 6 month pilot.
Oh, they did?
Because I think that they said that they were accepting reservations through XYZ of 2018.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I guess once you announce it, people start planning their trips around it, bringing the dog and things like that. Yeah, I can't imagine a lot of people traveling from far distances with their dog, but there's exceptions, like you said. There'll be people that do it. There'll be people complaining. Someone will have a room, and there'll be a dog barking, and they'll say, oh, it woke my kid up when they were trying to nap.
They also have a half-hour policy, too.
What's that?
That you have to take care of your barking dog within a half hour.
Or what? They kick you out?
I don't know what the or what.
That's
was,
what I mean. The policy.
As an annual pass holder, if they tell me that my dog's barking, I'm going to make sure that I get my orifice back and take care of the situation.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense because they could revoke your AP. But I guess I just wonder what the or what is. Or they open the room and they let Fido out loose. I don't know.
I think people are inherently good. And I think if I got a call and they said that my dog was barking and disturbing people, I'm not going to say the hell, screw those
people.
No,
that's true.
And granted, there's a few bad apples everywhere, but I think most people are going to be respectful of their policies.
I think so, too. And I'm not worried about the rooms. Like, people are like, oh, now I have to worry about being in a room that's a dog room. They're only going to be dog rooms.
Correct. Just like there's only going to be smoking rooms.
Well, I don't think they even have those anymore. They may. I don't know. But, yeah, like a handicap.
I think they may have. But if you're a smoker, you want a smoking room, that's fine.
Sure.
Now, if there's a room and they say, okay, we have a smoking room, would you like that? I have the opportunity to say no.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if they book you and they say, oh, this is in the dog-friendly section, is that a problem? I would say, yes, I'd prefer not to be there. And they'd probably move you to another room.
Correct.
They would definitely move you to another room. And I don't think they'll even put... They'll probably leave them empty instead of put... Just to avoid the whole situation, I would imagine.
I think a lot of that $50 is going to really cleaning the room up, too.
Well, that's what they say, but, I mean, how does it matter how many nights? Like, if you take Rhodey there for 6 nights, does it need $300 worth of cleaning afterwards?
No. No, it doesn't.
I mean, does it need 50? Probably. That's why I thought they would do, like, 1 to 3 nights, $50, 3 to 7, $100, and 7 plus, like $200.
You know what that is? So again, it's not just cleaning though. That's basically insurance on wear and tear. Your dog's doing a heck of a lot more wear and tear than you and your wife.
That's true.
Are gonna do. So you basically, that's why I always understood $20-$25. You're doing a lot more wear and tear to a room,
and it's probably also to defer the cost of not being able to rent those rooms out to people without dogs.
Correct.
So if that...
Yeah, a lot of these rooms might sit
so
vacant,
if they
like
make
said.
100 rooms at Art of Animation dog-friendly, let's just say 100 just for an even number, and, you know, at popular times they're all taken up, but let's say 80% of the year they're only 50 to 75 being used, they probably won't rent out those 25, but that extra $50 a night helps defer the cost of those rooms being empty for those nights.
Correct.
So that's probably part of the reason, like you said, the wear and tear, but also the capacity issues that might come from this as well. I don't know. I mean, if you're listening and you're thinking of bringing the dog on your next trip, like from a long distance, let us know. If you're going to fly with the dog just to stay, is this something that interests you? Obviously, locals have a different perspective, but let us know. Because I would imagine for you, you probably wouldn't even do it for a long trip. Like, if you wanted to do a week stay at Disney, even being a local, you probably wouldn't want to do the extra, not the money, but you probably wouldn't want to have, you know, Rhodey hold up in a small hotel room for a full week.
Correct.
Like, it's for the 1 or 2 night thing would be the advantage of it for you guys.
Yeah, it's for a weekend. It's for a weekend trip, absolutely.
That's the way I would think. But, you know, there's people that want to bring their dogs everywhere, but there's not a lot for a dog to do at Walt Disney World.
No, I understand. I understand that. I understand the argument, but let me tell you, they are much happier being with you than they are. Like, throw away a kennel. I'd never in a million years kennel my dog. It's just, they're miserable in kennels. I was a pet sitter, and my customers said once they found me, they said they go away for 10 days, they come home, and their dog, it was as if they had never left. I said they bring their dog to a kennel, and it wouldn't eat for 2 or 3 days, and it would be shaken, and it would just be miserable.
Well, I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that makes sense to me. But what I'm saying is, if you're going on a week-long trip and you bring the dog with you, besides just going for walks, like, what are you going to do with the dog? Say you want to spend a full day with your dog. on the trip.
Well, it's not even that. Just being comfortable with you sleeping at night.
Oh yeah, no, that's the part I get. But I'm saying, are there other things to do with the dog? Like, it's not like you take him on the bus and go to resort hopping.
No. No, but then again, they pretty much sleep 19 to 20 hours a day.
That's true.
So, for the most part, when you're gone, they're just going to be sleeping anyways. Sure.
I just wonder if there's something that they're going to do on property in a new location, like a dog park almost, where you can go for a couple hours and play with the other dogs, and it's all fenced in, and they have all stuff.
It depends if this catches on. Like I told you a few days ago, this is a wait. I'm kind of a wait and see kind of person.
Yeah,
I think Disney is great because you don't see dogs all over the place. And people talk about, oh, there's going to be crap all over the place. Well, there's designated areas where you can walk them, and you have to pick up after yourself. So you're not going to be walking around the pool, and there's going to be a pile of
And it's not like there's going to be dogs swimming in the pool or anything like that.
Correct. So they're pretty much going to be out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they'll do a good job with that.
You're not a fan, or are you kind of a wait and see as well?
I still would say no, and like if you asked me should they have them, I would just say no, just because I don't see as much use of it as you do. But as a local, I see what you're saying. So because I could see you using it, I say all right, I get it. Would it deter me from staying at a certain resort? No. Would it, if they told me, so I have Art of Animation booked for February. If I get an email saying, oh, you're going to be in the dog section, then I'm going to be a little upset. Because I don't want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you won't deal with it, like you said. I feel like you wouldn't notice.
Yeah, you're not going to notice if somebody's a floor ahead of you.
Right.
I guarantee you stayed somewhere where there was a dog right next door to you and you didn't even know.
It's possible. I mean, I don't stay at a lot of hotels, but I get what you're saying. I don't know. I mean, yeah, if you tell me, okay, you're going to be on the dog floor, sorry, it's the only room we have, that's going to bother me. But yeah, if I'm at the same hotel, I don't feel like it's going to be a problem. It's not like they're going to be swimming in the pools. They're not going to be running loose. I don't know. Pearl clutching and people that really get kind of worked up on these things. But I guess the things that I said are my concerns. But like I said, let us know. We did get some feedback on social media. Do you want to get into that?
Yeah. Let's get into that before we go to our second break.
So we got some good feedback on Facebook. A lot of comments here. We'll start. Lisa Bell said it's awesome. That was it. So I guess she's definitely for it. Judy LaRoche says she likes dogs, but she doesn't think it's necessary. That's kind of where I am. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Doug Willing, he doesn't see a problem with it, but he's a big dog person. John Edler said not a fan, not looking forward to all the dogs peeing and pooping all over the place. So that's kind of something that you've heard a lot of the people that don't like it. I don't foresee that being a problem.
I don't know where they're going to peep and poop all over the place.
If it does happen and that does become a problem, then yeah, there's a problem. Like you said, wait and see. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to allow it to get to that situation. Phyllis McDaniel Kolbinger, that's a good name.
That is a good
said,
name.
Said, no, it's always going to smell like dog no matter what. Yuck.
I don't know.
I don't agree with that. I mean, the room, if it's a dog room and, 9 days out of 10 there's dogs in there and then they throw you in there, yeah, it's probably going to smell like dogs. But it's not like just going to be random rooms. They're going to be set rooms. Martin Caruso, I believe that's an old school friend of yours, right?
Martin Caruso is a gentleman that I went on my first Disney trip alone. We stayed at Caribbean Beach. And the year was 1990.
Oh, so this was like your first almost an adult trip?
My first almost an adult
trip. Or without adult trip.
The two of us went down together. We smoked cigars. We were still too young to have fake IDs at that time.
Yeah, so you definitely didn't go. It was one of my best trips. You definitely didn't go to Pleasure Island or anything like that.
We stayed at, where did we stay too? We stayed at the, what section? It's the same place that we stayed with Frank Sr. when he made his first trip down to Disney. It was
with Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago.
Nope,
Martinique.
It was Martinique. Okay, yep, the blue bill. Yep, the blue buildings. Martinique. Yep, right by the pool.
So
by their private.
So
pool.
Marty said he thinks it's cool for locals. Most people will not buy a plane ticket for the dog just to take advantage of the policy.
Yep, he's exactly right there, Billy.
Mostly
exactly
for right. locals. Amy Vasilian said her only concern would be for people who have pet allergies, that it would narrow down the resorts they have to choose from. That's a fair argument, but it's not like it's every resort, so she actually makes that claim, saying just narrows down the choices. But that's a fair argument.
But I tell you, if they designate this down to like 15 rooms, and I'm sure that they've done the market research, so you're looking at 15 rooms at Art of Animation, and you're saying that you can't stay at Art of Animation?
Yeah, but what about the lobby? I mean, they're going to be in the lobby, right, when you go to check in? Or do they have to stay in the car?
Oh, I don't know what the rules are.
That's what I mean. I guess that's kind of the concerns, like if they're in public areas indoors, but I don't think they would be. So, again, it's a wait and
see. So you're allergic to dogs.
Yeah, not terribly. Like, I have to be...
So, if somebody's walking their dog in you live in Westerly, in Narragansett, do you have issues, or are you okay?
Well, maybe that's why I'm under the weather. Maybe someone's walking a dog in the state right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fine. I can deal with it, and I'm not, terribly allergic, but I do have an allergy. Mike Nelson says he's not a fan at all. He likes dogs, but... if it's not a service dog, you're not doing your pet any favors by bringing it to Walt Disney World. That's more for what we were saying. Like, you're probably not going to hop on a plane and bring your dog with you. Doesn't make sense. But for locals, it's different.
Correct. I think so.
Sue Willing says, as a dog owner, she likes it as long as she doesn't have to smell dog in the resort rooms when Lily isn't there. But Lily will never get to see Walt Disney World because she's not good at riding in the car at her old age.
P.S. Happy belated birthday, Sue.
Oh, Sue, proper Facebook etiquette. You're doing it on the podcast. Good work, Billy. Guy Hutchinson says he doesn't get it. Why would you bring your dog? Is the dog supposed to stay in the room all day when you go to the theme parks? I guess that would be the way that it would go, and you would think if you're a responsible pet owner, you'd go back every few hours, walk the dog, feed them, things like that.
Although, I still think it's better for them hanging out in a room while you're at the theme parks as opposed to sitting in a kennel.
Sure.
While you're at the theme parks. But that's just my two cents.
And Ashley Carlone, another person you're familiar with, says, as long as it's only certain rooms in one area of the hotel and you can opt out of staying in one of those rooms, I'd be mad if a barking dog kept me awake at night in the few hours that I actually sleep while in Disney. I don't think the barking's going to be a big problem. I would hope anyway, that people that have a dog that doesn't do well with other dogs wouldn't take them to a dog-friendly hotel. You know how there's some of those dogs that anytime a dog passes by, they bark for 35 minutes?
Yes.
You probably wouldn't take that dog with you, I would hope. Because if you're in a dog section, you're probably going to see a lot of dogs. And if it's going to go crazy every time one passes by the room, that's not going to go well.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, that would be a problem, but I don't think it's going to happen. Then on Twitter, we get a couple replies. Lisa Green says she's a dog lover, but the whole thing is fraught with peril. So I guess she's worried about dogs biting and pooping everywhere and things like that. I don't see it being a problem, but if something happens, this thing's going to get... You know, if a guest gets bitten by a dog, this thing will go away pretty quick. I don't think that would happen.
Yeah, that thing will go away really quick.
And then Epcot Vic on Twitter said he stayed at a Universal hotel which was dog-friendly and it was barely noticeable. If they can pull it off, Walt Disney will do better.
Hey, here's somebody's firsthand experienced it.
So that's true. So... I mean, if Universal's been doing it and you haven't heard... I mean, I don't listen to Universal podcasts, but I think word would get around if there was dog poop all over the place at the hotels there. And if people were getting bitten by dogs, we probably would have heard about it. So, I don't see it as the sky falling. I'm just surprised. I guess I was surprised by it, was my initial reaction. I didn't think it was going to happen, and it just caught me off guard. And it's not something that I would have expected, but... Still not a huge fan of it, but I'm not, like, rallying against it like some people.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some people. You know how people get. Oh, well, I'll never go to Disney again. All right, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. And they're booking their next trip.
Yeah, exactly. You have any final thoughts you want to say before we take our second break?
No. I'm a fan. I'm for it. But again, I take the wait and see.
It's for you. I mean, this is a policy that makes sense for you. Someone who lives 2 hours away. You have a dog that you don't like leaving in a kennel, and you like to stay at the hotels. So now you have a few places you can book and bring the dog with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll wait until he's older and, you know, easier to handle. You're not going to do it next week.
Not in a million years.
Not with the puppy,
no.
You know, but when he's a year or two old and has, you know, out of his puppy stage and he's well-trained, then that's when you'll consider it when you want to go up for a weekend. Then you have a way to do it.
Correct.
So, I get it. I mean, I do get it. Again, I don't know. I guess I'm just being wishy-washy, but...
Like I said, I think there's a niche. I think there's a huge... I think there's a demand, and they're just listening.
That's what it is. I agree with that part. The customer's always right. All right, take us to break, William.
All right, Billy, let's go to break.
Back from break. This is episode 190 of the Pork and War Montane Gase Alejandro's podcast. We discussed the new pet-friendly policy at Walt Disney World at four of their select resorts.
That is correct. Got some good feedback on social media. A lot of good feedback in both positive and negative. So I was happy to see some dissenting opinions on it.
We like that.
Yeah, definitely. No reason. I mean, don't be shy about your opinion. If that's how you feel, that's fine. We don't have to agree with you. But not going to get after you for making your voice heard. Good stuff for sure. Just a reminder, we said it earlier in the episode, email info@porfavorpodcast.
Do you want to spell that for some of our listeners?
I-N-F-O?
Yes.
Thanks. You really think highly of our listeners, huh?
Just a few.
Yeah, I guess. That's for you,
Doug. I get a text from Dr. Devorney saying that the Gene Valicente in the Rhode Island talk was fantastic.
Oh, good.
He likes that Gene Valicente nonsense.
So, yeah, info@porfavorpodcast.com and let us know your favorite bathroom and why for a chance to win an Epcot 35 I Was There button. They're beautiful. Have you seen these things, Bill?
Oh, yeah, they're nice.
They're gorgeous. Oh, I have to tell you, I bought one of the visors, those Epcot 35 visors.
Which color?
They only have it in one color, the orange.
Did you?
I got it online. So I'm a true weasel. Apparently that Shop Disney app, like the Shop Parks app, if you're signed in with an AP account, you get the discount automatically applied. So I had Por Favor Susan sign in.
You're unbelievable.
So I got it for 20% off. And they had free shipping last weekend, so I got the thing for $15.99.
You're ridiculous.
Delivered.
Driving the costs up on everybody else because you're a selfish little weasel.
And it's a beautiful thing. Well, I probably would have... I just didn't want it to be. I was going to buy it anyway, and I would have used the discount from my parents anyway. I just didn't want it to not be there.
Speaking of weasels, why'd you say that your buddy who sent out these buttons was a weasel. Was there a weasel activity for him to gather so many or what?
I'm assuming. I think you're only supposed to take one. But maybe he has a big family and they didn't want that many. I'm going to assume that.
Oh, so you're assuming that he did something bad.
Well, he listens to the show, so he can't be totally above the board.
That's true.
He's a good guy, Ken. Por favor, Ken.
Oh, Ken's a solid guy.
Yeah. Been a listener for a long time. Appreciate the thinking of us with that, and really cool to get those in the mail. kind of feels like you said, weaselly to have a button that says I was there when I was nowhere near it on the day.
Neither was I.
Yeah, I mean, you were in the state at least.
That's true.
That's it. I have nothing else. You want to bring us home?
Yeah, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio. What else? Where else can you listen to us? Google Play?
Yeah, there you go.
Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Email the show. Info, that's I-N-F-O, at Por Favor Podcast. You can email me, Mike at Por Favor Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter, at Por Favor Mike. You can follow the show on Twitter and on Facebook, Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, you want to talk about that YouTube channel? You just threw up something really special the other day.
Did you like that?
Oh, that was good.
YouTube.com/Por Favor Podcast. Episode 1 and 2 of Day in the Life are available for your viewing pleasure. If you like nerdy fall activities and things like that, episode 2 is for you.
Ah, that was real nerdy, too.
Did you like that with the pumpkins?
Ah, yeah. I used to be so angry when I had to do that stuff. I went apple picking with the Borachiks, and I got to find that picture on Facebook. I just have a frown on my face. I got a Red Sox hoodie, sweatshirt, and jeans, and I am miserable.
Yeah. You didn't like the cold.
Mid-October in Minneapolis.
Yeah, not a fan.
No, sir.
No, it's fun with the kids, though. That's the thing. They like it, so that was good. And Jurgina definitely steals the show in those.
Oh, yeah, I called Susie, and I'm like, you gotta check this out. She was just laughing. She's like, she is so damn adorable.
Yeah, she's good. She likes the...
She's good with, like I told you, she's good in front of the camera. She's got, like, a natural...
Yeah. Yeah, so check it out. YouTube.com/Por Favor Podcast. Watch the videos. Give them thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. Do all that stuff. There'll be more to come. I'm going to try to do one a week. That's my plan. We'll see how that goes. But I'm going to try. I'll have some good content filmed in Disney so I can kind of spread those out over the weeks. But I'm going to try to do one a week going forward. And then if you want to throw some in there as well, that would be great. But we'll see how it goes. See if the demand is there for that. I got nothing else, though. Bring us home.
You've been listening to episode 190 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. For my cousin up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Dr. Hurley in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week.